Hi, we're back. This is Auto 2009. My name is Željko Filipin. With me right now is Alan Pear. He is the webmaster at waterpodcast.com, and I finally got him to record the podcast with me. Hi.
Hi, Željko.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, we have pizzas are here, so we planned this for about 5 minutes, but I guess it'll be shorter because there'll be no pizza.
We'll have cold pizza, I guess.
Yeah. So, Alan, what do you think of the conference so far?
Well, I think it's been real interesting. It's just been a real different way to do collaboration. You know, a lot of different conferences that you go to, you just kind of go there and nobody really cares if you're there. You know, you pay your money and that's what they care about, and you might get some information, but here, you know, the collaboration is a required part of the conference, and that's a real plus.
For the people that don't know, ORTA is limited to 25 people, and everybody is required to participate in some way. And this podcast is my way of participating. So, what was the most interesting part of today for you?
Well, I think the most interesting part is just the synergy that's starting to develop around frameworks. You know, most of us that have been writing code for a while, and, you know, we're regardless of however you came to water, if you've been writing in a while, you start to get comfortable with it. But the deeper problems that you need to solve are, you know, how you organize a code and how you create your methods and how you might reflect some sort of structure on the web pages that you're testing in your framework, however you want to define framework. And so I think a lot of people have been nice enough to share their frameworks, and we're starting to see a lot of different design patterns emerge, and people have already started to write those frameworks into or those design patterns into a framework, and especially that it, like, actually starting to resemble Rails is actually really kind of exciting for me. So
yeah, Brett's framework for water tests is really like Rails. It could be a good thing.
Yeah, I started learning Rails a couple of weeks ago because I have to use it for another website that actually runs my tests, and so it's a skill that I'm going to have to develop. So I'm happy that now it's going to be transferable, hopefully to another framework should we choose to use that framework.
We'll see how it goes, but it's definitely interesting. Would you pick a presentation or a lightning talk today that was your little talk about Brett's talk, but aside from that?
Well, Brett's talk was pretty good. I think the one by the Expedia guys was Stan and... I'm not good with names.
I'm bad.
But the other guy that presented, you know, they had a really great framework that's really full featured and can do, you know, parallel execution of tests and has pretty robust, really robust reporting framework. I think you know, if my boss had seen that, she'd get really excited about that. It's really coincided a lot with what we're doing, you know, in our own company as well. So just to see that, you know, we have similar problems to solve, I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, when I saw their presentation, I heard people talking, "Oh no, why are they the first to present? Nobody will present after them. They had such a great framework with website that would run their tests, and they could create tests with a website, and it was really mind-blowing to see what they've done. Really exciting. Okay, thanks, Alan, for this quick chat. I hope to chat with you more these days.
And thanks for putting all these podcasts together. Look forward to tomorrow.